Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday. Maybe not so much for the Friday itself, but happy that we are going into the weekend. It's been a pretty rough week, obviously, in the markets. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Tesla today hitting a 52-week low. So we'll talk about the stock. We've also got news on Giga Berlin and a couple other items. And then I do have a quick PSA just at the start here. The contact form that I sent out or had people fill out a week ago, I did send out some communication on that, some information on that earlier today. That was about 12:30 Central Time. That'll come from rob@shareloft.com. So if you didn't receive that, just make sure to check your spam folders or wherever to do that. That went to qualified purchasers and accredited investors. And for other people, stay tuned. Hopefully some more to come on that soon. So anyway, looking at the stock, down 7.5% today, closing at $204.99. This is a 52-week low for Tesla. It's actually getting pretty close to a two-year low. Tesla was about this price in December of 2020. It's pretty close to, it's actually even below the S&P inclusion price. So we have seen the stock drop quite a bit here. The low that we had previously hit before that two-year mark was back in around June of 2021. So definitely disappointing to see this. The NASDAQ today also down 3.1%. So a lot of this macro-driven, but still a significant underperformance from Tesla. To an extent, even considering the beta, but growth stocks definitely taking a beating in this environment. A couple of macro news items today. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey did come out. Inflation expectations have increased, and they have increased pretty significantly from last report in September. Now the one-year expectation consensus is about 5.1% versus 4.7% previously, and the five-year 2.9% on average versus 2.7% before. So as I mentioned before, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, he talks about how oftentimes they're looking and communicating around expectations, not even just the data that they're seeing alone, but also the expectations that the market has. So when these expectations increase, that is going to make the Fed even more likely to increase their rate, their pace of interest rate increases. So that's why we're seeing most likely a big factor in why we're seeing the macro move in the way that we have today. And just as I said yesterday, you know, around these big CPI releases and things like that, there's volatility, and oftentimes we see that flip-flopping as the market digests that news. So that is what we saw today, and of course Tesla dragged down with that. So I'm gonna go through my earnings estimate on Monday. I'm just gonna completely spoil it right now though, because I just feel like this is, you know, the time to talk about it. We'll go through all the details behind it, but I am estimating on a GAAP basis $1.10 earnings per share for Q3. So of course, if you annualize that, and that's even below where Tesla is going to be at in terms of deliveries and production, hopefully margin as well. But if you just take that as a conservative number, you annualize that, that gets $4.40 per year. At the share price that we're at right now, that's 46 times earnings. So that's extremely low. I mean, you guys remember I was talking about how low 75 times earnings was on that similar basis earlier this year. This doesn't make that less true. That is still low for the growth rate that Tesla is going to be experiencing, that I think the Tesla is going to be experiencing. So 46x, that is even, you know, more significant. And even if we look at just analyst consensus estimate going into 2023, right now that's at about $6 per share. So we're talking about 35 times forward earnings at this point where Tesla's trading right now on the analyst consensus, which historically has always been significantly low and looks to me like it will be significantly low next year. So may not feel like it at this point in time, but it's a great opportunity for buy and hold investors. Obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty in the macro environment. Things can continue to go worse. You know, it often feels like we're at the bottom and the market has a way of surprising you and making that bottom, you know, even more significant. So could be a while, but again, good opportunity, I think, to accumulate and hold through this. We've seen periods of time like this before. I mean, you can see it on the chart here. Nothing happens for long periods of time, but that just builds the base as Tesla continues to build their fundamental business, and eventually that'll all come back. So those are kind of my thoughts, and again, we'll go through the earnings expectations and all that fun stuff on Monday, but just wanted to kind of at least put that context out there for today. The other thing that happened just from a share price perspective, Wells Fargo did lower their price target today, previously at $280 per share. They've now lowered that to $230 per share. They actually increased their estimates. This article says about 33% in terms of their increase. I think that was just talking for this next quarter, though, so it's a little bit confusing. But the primary reason that they did lower their price target was, again, weighted average cost of capital, increasing those discount rates, bringing it to a lower price target. So we're seeing that a lot from the analyst, which in this environment, you know, it does make some sense to an extent, putting those higher discount rates in there. But, you know, I think Tesla's going to be able to work through those things, those challenges as we go. Tesla has also opened up, or Say Technologies has opened up, the Q&A portion for earnings on Wednesday. So probably not worth it to submit a question at this point. A lot of the voting has already happened, but definitely worth it to still get in there and vote for questions for the call. But usually they ask about the top five. They do look a little bit better than they have in recent quarters, so I'm happy to see that. We do have some that are kind of just like merging three questions into one, so generally we want to try to avoid that, but I think these are a little bit better for the most part, some exceptions, but for the most part. So excited to see some answers to that next week. And then probably the other main news item for today was a report on Giga Berlin and battery production there. So Reuters here, headline, Tesla will not start German mass battery production before 2024 from Handelsblatt. And that is, if we look at the article, we can see it's, you know, a fair amount of information in here, kind of centers around things that we have heard talked about before, where, you know, it says towards the end here, Tesla continues to work on electrode production in Grünheide, but transfers competence to the group headquarters in Austin. Talks about how expectations, according to quote-unquote insiders, for series production is not expected until 2024 at the earliest. They say they have a total of five experts here, two of whom are close to Tesla reporting on this. So, you know, it's tenuous in terms of the sourcing, I guess, for lack of, you know, I'm not coming up with the right word here, but I think the Reuters headline makes it seem more certain than what the actual report here makes it seem. And the report here is not even necessarily based on direct communication from Tesla. So not reading too much into this, I think this is actually a pretty similar report to what we had talked about maybe 10 days or so ago, October 5th. Yeah, so 9 days ago when we talked about this Drive Tesla Canada report from the first Works Council meeting of Giga Berlin. At that point, we knew that Tesla was shifting some employees from Giga Berlin over to Giga Texas. That's kind of a reaction. It seems to be a reaction to the Inflation Reduction Act and some of the changes that Tesla might have because of that. Intensifying efforts here for manufacturing in the U.S. because of that act. And then it does say that they will temporarily pause some battery production activities at Giga Berlin, but they are going to be moving forward with electrode production, which is expected to begin soon. And crews will begin testing and calibrating 4680 production equipment too. So they do say that production, you know, they're aiming to ramp production from there and possibly add a second shift in 2023, which would kind of conflict with the report that we're seeing here, or at least the expectation here and the perception of this report that we're seeing from Reuters and Handelsblatt. So again, I'm kind of, you know, taking this seems to be much more direct information. Maybe Tesla's not going to be doing dry battery electrodes necessarily right away at Giga Berlin. Maybe there's going to be a long period of time where they're kind of just testing things out. I don't think anyone's expectations for production of 4680s in Berlin in 2023 are extremely high. I think we just want to see them get started, start to ramp. And in the meantime, obviously they can source a lot of batteries from China. So that's kind of the report that seemed to get a lot of attention today. I don't know how much that contributed to the stock, but not a very positive headline to be circulating in this type of an environment. All right, next we've got some news from Joe Tegmeyer. He has today in a drone flyover spotted these interestingly covered parcels here at Giga Berlin. If we look at a little bit closer shot, obviously these look like Cybertrucks. So I don't know, maybe some new prototypes for Tesla. We see the Cybertruck out and about at Giga Texas all the time. So to have a couple of vehicles, what seem to be Cybertruck vehicles here that are covered, is interesting. Can't really tell too much with them being under wraps like this. You know, we don't even know for sure that they are Cybertrucks. But what was kind of interesting to me just looking closely at this is there seems to be a little bit of a unusual indentation here that we, at least as far as I know, haven't really seen on the other prototypes. And maybe it's just something with the cover that's making it look like that, but you can kind of see for both that that is occurring. So I'm not sure exactly why that would be, but that was kind of the only thing that was really sticking out to me as something that looked a little bit different. So hopefully we'll learn a little bit more about that. I know one of the top questions for Say right now is on that Cybertruck, so hopefully on Q3 earnings we'll, you know, at least get an update on where that is at. All right, next topic. I don't really hesitate to share this, I guess. I think it's important to look at, but I just want to emphasize that this is just one little small piece of information. So Tesla Shanghai, Tesla China analyst, we used to talk about reports from this person a lot because they used to, a couple of days ahead of month end, have numbers on what Tesla sales were actually going to end up being ahead of time. And they were, for the most part, say like 85% of the time, within a couple of percentage points. So they definitely had a source, and at some point I think that source either left the company or was figured out. So who knows if they have any good information anymore. It could just be an opinion here, but anyway, they're saying about China demand, I need more time and evidence to give a judgment. Somebody asked initial thoughts and they said not good. So again, could just be one random person's opinion, but, and again, don't put a ton of weight in this, but this person might have, of Twitter prognosticators, this person is more likely to have some information than others. Doesn't mean that they do, just something to kind of keep in mind. So on the other side of that, we're now 2 weeks into the quarter, into Q4 here. We've yet to see a price decrease in China. We still see 4 to 8 week wait times on 5 out of 6 vehicle trims. So both versions of the Model 3 here, 4 to 8 weeks. And then 4 to 8 weeks on the long range and performance Model Y. The standard range Model Y, that is still 1 to 4 weeks, but again, no price drop like we had been told was going to be happening from all of those rumors. So what I hope to see happen, you know, whether Tesla drops the price or not, I kind of just want to get over that hump. But if they don't drop the price, if Tesla just keeps this at 1 to 4 weeks, I think that's just an indication that Tesla will fulfill whatever they can in China, and they're confident in their demand elsewhere with those vehicles, and they'll just send whatever's not built for China elsewhere and not worry too much about how that influences quarter end and things like that. So I think it's a positive that we haven't seen these change too much, especially on the pricing so far. All right, last item for today. This is just a quick update. This is, you know, information kind of coming from Chuck Cook and Ryan over at Kilowatts. They've been spotting some vehicles. I think Ryan has been spotting some vehicles that have been built now with the ultrasonic sensors removed. And it looks like maybe there are some camera adjustments too. So here we can see in this tweet, you can kind of see that the housing looks a little bit different on these repeaters. It's a little bit hard to tell in some of these cases, you know, cameras, like the camera taking these pictures can sometimes play tricks on those things. But there do appear to be, you know, you can pretty easily see that these look a little bit different. And then in this case too, you can tell that Tesla's done a little bit different housing behind here, and possibly a little bit different here with the lens and the bezeling that we're seeing with these cameras. So maybe Tesla putting some new cameras in these vehicles. They've done that before. It doesn't necessarily mean it's, you know, hardware 4 or something like that. But on the other hand, this was around the time where we were originally kind of expecting hardware 4 to be launching with the Cybertruck towards the end of this year. That was sort of the second deadline for Tesla, or the second timeline. Before, of course, it got pushed into next year. We didn't hear anything about that at AI Day. I think if they would have been this close, they may have mentioned it. But sometimes Tesla will do these things on a rolling change basis. So we could be in a position like that where Tesla's just not ready to talk about those things yet, if it's not happening in all cars, or if the entire suite isn't necessarily what it is intended to be. But if Tesla had originally planned for this timeline and ordered supplies around that, whether the Cybertruck is ready or not, whether the rest of Hardware 4 is ready or not, they might have some of those components and might start putting them to use. So kind of interesting to see that. Hopefully we'll learn a little bit more about that shortly. But that'll wrap it up for today. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you are subscribed and signed up for notifications. Again, if you did fill out that contact form, check your email. Sent that out at about 12:30 today from rob@shareloft.com. But you can also find me on Twitter @TeslaPodcast. And we'll see you on Monday for the October 17th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.